If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, so if you listen to last week's episode, this is sort of a part two continuation. So if you haven't listened to that, you definitely should.
I think you should listen to that one first. If you're just kind of like jumping around.
Yeah, you should definitely listen to Alone Time in a Relationship first.
Which is episode 160.
Hopefully that's right.
You're not sure?
I mean, I just feel like we've been just recording so many episodes, I've lost track.
Yeah.
But
we're currently in Copenhagen.
We are currently in Copenhagen.
And this place is beautiful. Let me just tell you guys, okay? Look at my story right now. This is how beautiful this place is. Yeah. Blue skies.
And it's our last couple of days before we come back to New York. But we wanted to, if you need a little bit of background, if you haven't listened to last week's episode where we talked about alone time, how important it is to have a good balance between alone time in your relationship and together time in your relationship. And I think it's a really great listen. And a big kind of connection to this episode is the fact that I really believe, I think you also think the same, that finding a good balance of alone time and togetherness in your relationship is a huge part in keeping things interesting and never getting bored in your relationship.
Yeah.
Because you're still active. It's your life isn't just about your marriage or your relationship. You're also interested in so many individual things in your own life, and it just makes it that much more rich that you get to share it with someone else.
I will say hopefully, because I understand that to everybody that's not the case. Not everybody is as ambitious. So I feel like these episodes,
but it doesn't even have to do with work.
Well, I mean, when I say ambitious, it's not even always work. Ambitious is just like
with life.
Yeah. I just want to go do things. You don't want to go
active,
all right,
being active in your own life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're one of these people and you struggle with that a little bit,
where you feel like you're a little bit aimless, like when you're a little bit just, when you wake up in the morning and let's say you have like no plans with someone, that it's like, oh, this is that one thing that I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of wake up and you don't even know, like, what should I do today? Which sometimes I would say is nice. It's kind of a refreshing feeling to wake up and have no plan and just being like, damn, I can really do whatever I want, but actually end up doing something though.
Yeah.
Like, don't just like sit at home scrolling on your phone.
Yeah, that's not spending time alone at
all. Exactly.
Even though you are alone, you're spending time with addiction.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping the spark in a relationship, what would you say is something that we specifically do to keep the spark?
It's kind of similar to last week's episode, where I feel like it will be a little bit difficult for us to explain exactly how we do this, because we don't do things consciously
we
to
just
keep
are.
The spark.
Yeah.
You know? I would say the biggest thing, if somebody asked me this, just like an interview on the street, I would say is that we are absolutely best friends first.
And we actually did that interview one time.
Did we?
Remember that girl in Midtown? She asked us relationship questions. She was like, excuse me, are you guys a couple?
And then where we were that? Like, yeah. In Central Park?
Yeah, but we just never saw that piece of content.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where that went.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But it's so true. Like, when I think of you, I think of you as like, obviously, we're married, you're my husband, I'm your wife, but we're like we're the bestest of friends. Like, we just like want to hang out and we just have a good time together. And anytime something happens, anytime I think of something, I have an idea, I like, you're the first person that I want to tell because you're just my friend. Like, you're like my top friend, you know?
I'm the top friend? Like the top friend.
The top friend.
Yeah. No, I mean, same for you too. And it's sometimes the reason why it's a little bit difficult to explain is because when you do something that's so natural to you, it's so second nature. When someone asks you for advice, you're just thinking of, it's almost like explaining how to breathe, right? Like, how do you breathe?
Yeah, exactly.
You just,
it's not something that you think about. It's like, if I don't do it, I am dead.
Yeah. Oh. So being best friends is definitely, I mean, I don't know, because some people think that getting into a relationship with a best friend is a no-go. Like, people would never do that.
Okay, well, first of all, we weren't friends before we were in a relationship.
Like we weren't best friends. We were friends. We were definitely getting to know each other.
I mean, yeah, but we were getting each other with, like, the intention of being in a relationship, I would say. Like, we weren't friends in a friend group and then started dating.
Right.
You know?
No, yeah, so yeah, yeah. It wasn't like that.
It would be different because I think the way you framed it is saying it's like, it's not a good idea to be friend to be in a relationship with your best friend. It's like, yeah, if you've been friends for years.
I think that's tricky.
I think that's different.
But what do you think about that?
But I also think that it's very possible because if you're in a relationship, but you're not friends with your I can't.
Like, what does that even look like? Because you don't know how to just be chill.
Yeah.
Because relationships sometimes, for some reason, unfortunately, it comes with this, especially if it's serious and you guys got married, it almost feels like a job.
Or like an agreement.
Like an agreement. Exactly. Exactly.
Or I don't even know how to explain it, but I'm like.
Like, how do you, you don't, like, how do you know, how do you get to, you have to get to know each other.
Like, you know what's one thing that I've never said?
What's one thing you've never
said? Is like. Or I'm trying to remember if it was like a video or something that I saw that is like, oh, I'm trying to go like hang out with my friends. I'm not trying to hang out with my husband. Or like something like that.
Yeah. I remember that. That was a while ago. We talked about that, but it never made it to the podcast.
Really?
But I remember at some point we wrote it down and I don't know where that list went.
Yeah. It was something like that where like I saw a video and someone was saying like, I'm hanging out with my wife. I'm not hanging out with my friend. Like, I don't remember. I was just like,
it's basically
what?
this serious connotation that
around like marriage and being a husband and a wife. And it's like, it's like you see them in a certain way. You look at them in a certain way in relation to you. It's like they are my husband, which means that they are a husband. I don't even know how to explain it because it doesn't even make, like, I don't even know what those people, how would they describe their relationships or that type of like union.
Yeah.
But in my mind is like the way that we are is we're just
chill.
We're just so chill. Like, like you're just my best friend and we just hang out all the time.
It's not best friend. It's top friend.
You're my top friend.
We should call this episode top friend.
Like, what is that? And we just hang out all the time and we talk all the time. And
we
at the end of the day, what is love? Is like,
what is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
You know, it's even shit like that. It's also the fact that I would say,
you know that song?
Of course, I know that song. Going back to individuality and spending time alone is like, we each are so strong in our identity that it's entertaining to be with each other.
And you know why I think this podcast works and we can sometimes just have an episode with no notes is because of that specific thing that you just said. You're bringing your individuality and I bring my individuality to this episode, to this podcast.
Yeah.
And we're lucky that we both have somewhat of a personality, I would say, because if one didn't, it would fall flat because then one person would just almost talk to a wall. But you can say something, and if I disagree, that's another thing too. If I disagree with what you say, I'm gonna tell you I disagree. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't even care if it's on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then you, I know you would do the same.
Yeah. See, like, we don't have that thing where it's like, I'm your wife, so like, you can't do that.
You can't do that. Or like, why would you? Or like, you're never just gonna go along with Yoni, with what he says. You're gonna challenge me, and you're gonna be like, wait, why do you think we should do this? And then I explain it to you, and you're like, no, I think we should. And it goes the same way.
Do you remember that somebody, I don't know if it was a DM or a comment, where somebody said, I had my friend listen or watched a podcast and she thought that nothing about your body language or nothing about
your podcast
showed that you were married.
Oh, remember? Yeah. I remember that.
And then they were like, it's by the way that you were sitting. And I don't know. It was weird. I can't remember exactly what they said.
Thank you so much for bringing that up. Because I never brought that up and I thought about that.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to understand.
Was that what the comment was?
No, it was exactly
it
like
it doesn't look like you guys are together.
You guys' body language on the podcast, on the video version.
Right.
It doesn't seem like you guys are married.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I don't know if
I was more friends. I remember who said
it
that.
It was on YouTube. It was a comment on YouTube. I remember.
Yeah.
And I remember I responded. I don't know exactly what I said, but I basically said like, "What? Like, you want Ali to sit on my lap during the podcast?
what do you want us to do? How would someone that is married and has a podcast, how would they sit?
I think maybe she thinks like we're supposed to hold hands.
I don't know. I mean, no, of course not. What the hell?
But that comment, I actually like that comment because it shows the exact thing that we think that relationships shouldn't always be so like, I'm always having my arm around you.
But that's not what it is about.
Like, I'm always holding you or kissing you. Or like, oh, like, what do you want us to do? This is work at the end of the day, too. Like, yes, it's a podcast. It's fun and shit. But like, we want to give people a fun.
And also, we're here listening. To talk. We're not here to like display our relationship.
Exactly. Like, what kind of video you want to watch?
wrong app.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's many things you can go just type and you'll see people in whatever.
You'll see people in relationships.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So what keeps the spark? I think just us having like, even just the way we communicate and the way we have these discussions.
The way that like we joke with each other.
Like, I feel the spark as we speak right now.
Oh, you feel the spark?
I do.
What does it feel like?
If I could, it feels like stars, right?
Oh my God.
You know, so it's like, and I'm sure people even listening, they can also just feel it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
It's chemistry. We talked about chemistry and friendships.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Obviously, we know chemistry in relationships is what people mostly talk about. But chemistry in friendships is not that different. It's something that you just feel. It's an energy exchange, mm-hmm. and that's something that in a relationship mm-hmm. you have to have a certain level of for it to be continuous.
Yes, and that's not something you can teach. That's not something you can take a class and be like, "How do I have chemistry with?"
I don't know. Like, is that something that you can work on? Teach. Let's say you've been in a relationship, you feel like the spark is going away. What are some things that you can do to bring it back? I mean, for one, I would say, like, how was it when there was a spark? Was this person different? What did you guys do?
Was it just like a lust phase and then you got bored and realized, damn, like, I'm actually not into this person? Because a lot of people get into a relationship because the other person looks good. Cool, we had a couple fun
nights. Or maybe they were just there, you know? It's like, oh, this person, like, I just met them and we liked each other and we ended up hanging out and then we just ended up being
in a relationship. It needs to be more than we like each other.
Yeah.
I can like someone, but also just recognize that this is, the chemistry is not there. See, chemistry is not, I don't think you can gain chemistry. Mm. You either have it from the very beginning. It's kind of like meeting a person at a bar one day and you just talk to them for like 2 hours and there was chemistry there. You didn't know him. You never seen him.
Yeah.
Found out about him, but the chemistry was there.
I feel like it is possible that.
I think chemistry is.
That chemistry can be mistaken for other things.
What do you mean?
No, like chemistry can be mistaken for like being attracted to someone.
Chemistry for me is like if we talk and the conversation is just almost talking by itself. Like you don't have to think, it just goes. Like the guy that I met at the party, we had chemistry from the beginning. I never met him, but we just talk. He says something, I say something else, and we just see we're like on the same wavelength. That's mm-hmm. not something you can meet and then you see that's not really clicking and then all of a sudden, oh, we're on the same wavelength. That means that someone got there to match your vibe.
Yeah.
But that's not chemistry from the beginning, because eventually,
like, you forced your level to get on there.
And that happens a lot in relationship. Yeah. You get with someone, they're really into this thing, but you're not. And then you're not, I don't want to say faking, but you're faking.
Yeah.
And now you're all of a sudden you're into that thing as well. You can only do that for so long.
Yeah, because, like, if you want to be in a relationship.
Chemistry is like magic from the beginning.
It is.
So if you don't have
And also, like, it should get better with age. Because you know, you know each other more. Mm-hmm. You learn about each other. You go through life together. It's like our chemistry now is just as good, if not better, than it was maybe like just a few years ago.
No, it was. And it I think it always just gets better, because I knew from the beginning that you are something, even though we said on the podcast that we weren't really sure if we were
like on
gonna
the first couple
together.
Dates. Yeah,
exactly. But you know how you try to like start a fire and you kind of like give it like a few sparks?
Yeah.
Once it caught fire, I feel like that was like the first 2 dates that we had. It's like it was too windy. The fire wasn't really...
Oh my God, that's a metaphor, bro.
You know, it was too windy. We couldn't get the fire going. But once we got it going, it was over.
I mean, yeah, I think like to go back to what you said before...
It was a good metaphor. Like don't
act
like...
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Sure. Is that like... Because... Let's be honest. There are boring people out there.
I mean, depending on what you define as boring, like someone
like
who doesn't have anything to say.
Personality. They don't have a lot to say. They don't have like stuff they want to do.
You ever
like,
hung out with someone and they just don't have anything to say?
Yeah. Which I mean, like sometimes it's fine to sit in silence, but,
I know, but like
do they
every
like
time?
Always have? Yeah, exactly. Do they always have just nothing to say? Because yeah. That's crazy.
Like, damn, hello.
Yeah. Like anything. But at the same time, it's like I can't imagine someone being in a relationship when there was something and then like the spark goes away. Like what happened? Like, are you different? Are they different?
There was something. I think for me, if you think there was something, it really wasn't there. Because if there is something, it sticks, right? Like how can there be something and all of a sudden it is not there?
I mean, there is something to say about, you know, if we talk from when we met or when we got married, like 20 years down the line, people... You know, people get divorces like even so far into their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I mean, I can't say most of the time. It's like someone either like cheated or was unfaithful.
Life happens.
Or like people.
Financial issues.
Fall out of love. I mean, yeah, stuff like that too. But for more of like a connection point of view, you know, people grow, people change. People grow apart. Think about even like friends. It's like you have a friend that you've known since you were a certain age,
and
then
friends is different.
Years later, like you can grow apart. I don't know. I do think though that keeping the spark is also something that you shouldn't have to work on really, really hard. Keeping the actual like romantic, affectionate, loving, yearning for the other person. Shouldn't feel like you have to think to do it. You should just want to do it. You should want to be affectionate.
Yeah.
You should want to give this person a random kiss, or you should want to just randomly tell your person that you love them and they mean so much to you.
Exactly. And just because to us it comes so naturally, I do think that everybody, it takes work from both parties.
Yeah.
But you need to want to do it. See, if you're in a relationship and you find yourself like, I don't want to do these extra things to show them whatever that you're trying to communicate.
But
or
why
show
do
them.
They feel like extra?
What do you mean? No, like if you're a person and you just don't want to, you find yourself in a relationship where you don't want to do things with them. That means that you're in a wrong relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So
if you're in a relationship where you.
So that doesn't mean that there's no spark. That doesn't mean that that means that this person, this might not be the relationship for you if you just absolutely just bored. Listen, life is short. You guys are not married. Boyfriend, girlfriend is cute and all that. But if you're just not happy and you feel bored, or you feel like if you wish he did more than he's doing, first of all, you got to communicate that. That's problem number one. If you don't communicate that, there's no way that he can fix it. And then you're just going to be cranky and then he's not going to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Or
the other way
or
too.
Or the other
yeah.
way around.
You know? I don't know. In general, I think for us is like we are such big communicators. We tell each other all the time, like, how we feel, that we love each other, like, how grateful we are for one another.
But even
we
if things are not good.
Yeah, even when, what do you mean?
Like, even we did a episode called Over-Communicating, right?
Oh, yeah.
And let's say you did something that I didn't like, and I think it kind of messed us up a little bit, right? I will say, in normal relationship, but in the past, I would be like, hey, so like, why did you do this? Because of that, this happened. It comes very like...
accusatory.
I'm coming at you, even though she did do the thing. But in a relationship, there's a way that you can communicate these things that your partner did and you didn't really like. Don't just point the finger and be like, it's your fault, you fucked up, right? Be like, hey, I noticed this happened and I'm not mad, I'm not angry, or what is the example where I was just like, I tell you and I'm like, hey.
You give me extra context.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not saying that you did this.
I'm not saying that it's your fault.
But next time, we should pay attention to this because this could happen.
I feel like you guys need to listen to that episode because what we said on that episode was so good. Yeah. I don't know if that was season 2 or season 3. It was really, really good.
Over-communicating.
I would say now, I think I've matured a little bit since then because I don't know if you over-communicate as much as you did then. And I think it was a lot more on your part where you just, before, like there are certain things that you know would automatically trigger me into defense mode.
Oh yeah, that defense wall goes fast.
You know? And sometimes like the way you would say things would make me just react in that way. So then you've learned how to say the same thing, but with extra context and extra kind of added padding so that when you hit me with it, I don't get hurt.
When you hit me with it?
No, but it's kind of like that a little bit. And
no, that's true. And I had to figure out how to communicate.
Yeah, but hey, we're like almost 7 years in, you know? This is not something that just like, this is stuff that comes with time, with being with someone, with learning
and
about
learning
each other.
How to. But I'm saying that me, I was willing to do that. There's a lot of people out there in relationships, they don't want to like, why should I just, it's not even sugarcoating, why should I just add extra padding to,
why?
You have to know your partner and you can't be selfish. It's so selfish. Like, yo, this is what she did or this is what he did. And I'm going to just tell him straight up.
Especially if you know, like,
cool,
the way that they're going to react to shit.
Yeah.
It's not. It's also you're saying the same thing. It's accomplishing the same thing. It's just like, it's also about like, at the end of the day, we're all complex. And how you have your own sensitivities to certain things. I have my own sensitivities. These are things that like, as time goes and as you go through shit, like, you learn about each other and you simply just like have to know how to navigate the person that you're with. Mm-hmm. It's not that you're lying. It's not that you're fake.
It's not that you're scared.
I just want to be myself and I shouldn't have to change who I am. It's like, okay, well then you can't be in a relationship.
Exactly. Be in a relationship with yourself then.
Exactly. Because this is a form of compromise.
Yeah.
Compromising how you would instinctively maybe say something or react to something. Now that you know that your partner has this sensitivity or that they, you know, like tend to be reactive to this or they tend to usually take things as defensively.
Mm-hmm.
You learn about your person this way. And then instead of being like, well, this is just like how I communicate and I'm not going to change myself, then it's going to be an issue every time.
Every time.
We all have to adjust. We all have to adjust. We all have to learn how to navigate. When you have a kid, your kid is going to have, if you have a kid, like our parents had to do this. We all had our own personalities. And you think that our parents just like, oh, I'm not going to change myself. I'm going to just like say shit to my kid the same way, even though they've been throwing tantrums every time I say clean your room, instead of being like, let's organize, or I don't know, say something else, say it in a different way that doesn't trigger them, whether it's a kid, whether it's your spouse, whether it's even your friends. You do this with your friends, even on a friend level.
100%.
You know these people's lives. You've maybe been friends for years. You know what they've been through. You don't always say shit how you would say it in first thought. You kind of pat it up a little bit to deliver it in the best way for that person because you care about them.
Yeah, it's just, exactly what I was going to say. It just shows that you care about them because if you don't do that, it just, I mean, the only thing that I can think of is just like selfish.
Yeah.
You just think that the world is just like, it's just whatever you think is right, however you want to communicate, talk to anybody. You always have to think about, this was something that I always think about every single day. I treat people how I would want to be treated. I communicate with them how they, I would like them to communicate with me.
Right.
And that's just how I live my life. And it works.
Yeah.
Because I like to be treated nicely.
That's true.
So I treat people
And that
nicely.
Means considering that person's feelings, their habits, their way of thinking. You, if you're married, I assume you've been together for a while. But even if you're in a relationship and you've been together for a while, I assume you know this person well enough that you can identify what things will set them off. You can identify what things will make them happy, which is why you probably do them. It goes exactly. Like the same way with everything,
yeah.
You know? So at the end of the day, how to not get bored, how to keep the spark going, how to keep being happy in your relationship is not a singular thing. It's so many things.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day is like, if you're in a relationship that you've been in for, let's say like 2-3 years and you're feeling bored, you're feeling bored for a reason.
But let's not act like if you're feeling bored, it's over and it's not the right relationship for you.
No.
I feel like there's a work that you can do and it all starts with communication. Because a lot of people who are bored in relationships, the other person doesn't know they're bored.
Mm-hmm.
It's never communicated. It's never be like, hey, babe, I'm bored in this relationship. It's never communicated. People just hold that to themselves, right? So step number one, I would say,
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like, say something or say, hey, we should go take a trip. Or if you don't have money to go on a trip or if you can't do that right now, let's go out to eat. Let's grab lunch. Or let's play tennis. Like, do something that's different than coming home from work, watching TV,
yeah, being
dinner,
stuck in the routine.
Good night. Next day, same thing, good night. But the thing is, it's very true that it's not communicated to the other person because no two people are in relationships and they know they're bored and it's communicated as if it's like some good thing that's happening.
I would say the reason why we're also never bored is because we're always doing shit. Like we're always doing something. We are very active in our lives, individual and together. So we just have a really good handle on that because we're actively participating in our lives.
There's
the way.
There's no time to be bored.
No, like we're always doing shit.
But
always.
Also not because we were like active or, I mean, this is something that I think about is, and I tell you this all the time, is that I want us to live this life to the fullest.
Yeah.
30s, 40s, 50s, it needs to be packed with just happiness and action and just doing things.
Yeah.
And also, and what I mean, I don't mean like, you don't have free time ever, but I'm just saying like, enjoy this shit while you have it here right now, you know? So what if it's alone with your partner, just don't, I just don't think there's a reason for anybody to be bored if you're in a relationship. It's like, if I'm bored in a relationship, I might as well be single.
Yeah.
Because I know I ain't going to be bored single.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's
I'm
true.
Not going to be bored single. So.
Well, on that note, you guys, we got to go. We got to go catch a flight.
Right after this, we're hitting save and we are getting to the airport.
Yeah, we're going to go grab our bags. Everything is packed. I just have to put my shoes on. I have to put my coat on, my bag, and we out.
Yeah.
So we love you very much. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please leave a comment in the Spotify if you're listening on Spotify. Just what you thought about this episode. How do you, if you're in a relationship, how do you keep the spark? How would you identify your active participation in the relationship that keeps the fire alive? You know, what do you do? What is your partner do? Or maybe like you can't even figure it out, but the spark is there. Because that's the thing. It's like sometimes it's hard to put into words what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And the spark is not always just in a relationship. Even if you're single, you can have that spark in your life.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, because you can be single and it's just like there's no spark. You ain't doing nothing. You just at home all day. Like you could be single and be sparked up.
Yeah, sparked up by your own self.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So let us know what you think. And
we love you. And now we can't even linger because we really got to go or we're going to be late. So
yeah, we got to go. Usually we like the little longer outro, but we got to go, guys. we're almost late.
Yeah. So have a great rest of your day whenever you're listening to this. And see you guys next week when we will be back in New York.
It's crazy to record in the future like that because from now until then, there's so much that's going to happen.
I know. It's like we're going to be in 2 different countries, 3 different countries. But yeah, can't wait to tell you guys all about it because that's what we're going to talk about when we come back.
Yeah, next week's episode is going to be...
Lisbon, Portugal.
Yeah.
It's going to be very fun. So see you guys then.
Bye. Thank you.